Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Short dog.
A lot of you niggas running around here talking about,
bitch,
you ain't my real daddy, you ain't my real daddy. Well, look here, I'm fucking your mama for real.
You know what it is.
Now that's real.
If your homies find out, I be fucking on your mama. I be all up in your house. When you go to bed at night, I fuck your mama on the couch. I wake up in the morning in her bed smoking loud. It's just me and your mama. It's just me and your mama.
A whole lot of things going on with you, nigga, and you don't even know I had nothing to do with it, man.
The first time I fucked her, you was in your room. She was screaming so loud, you had to know what she was doing. Woke up the next morning and she cooked us breakfast. Standing at the stove, booty big as Texas. I said, baby, I wanna have some fun with you. Then you getting mad, so I smoked a blunt with you. Told me I was cool, and you said you was a fan. Don't worry about your mama, she in good hands.
I'm fucking your mama.
It's just me and your mama. It's just me and your mama. It's just me and your mama. It's just me and your mama.
I'ma keep pulling that motherfucking deuce in the quarter in front of your motherfucking house. And every time you get off the bus from school, nigga, you gon' see that car in front of the house. And you gon' know who's in there. It's me, nigga.
It's just me and your mama.
I'ma be sitting on that motherfucking couch, nigga, drinking your Capri Suns, nigga, watching Dr. Phil, chilling on your motherfucking couch.
Just me and your mama.
Fucking your mama. Don't talk shit to me, nigga. Fuck it up with your mama. Your mama's letting me do this shit. Your mama like me.
Open up the door. She lost the key. You talking about who is it? Nigga, it's me. Every time I come through, the weed is free. So if your friend's talking shit and say she fucking too short, he probably turn the camera on and then press record. You better tell him, motherfuckers, I'm your stepdad. And when I walk up in your house, you gon' respect that. It's me and your mama.
Nigga, stop watching me.
It's just me and your mama.
You got me fucked up.
It's just me and your mama.
But anyway,
everywhere I go, it's just me and your mama. We trying to get you out of jail, you always be in some drama. And every time I make bail, you act like I wanna. When every other day you getting dumber and dumber, nigga. That's why it's just me and your mama. We butt-ass naked, we don't be in pajamas. Got me wasting my money on your bitch ass. But I love your mama, boy, so you gon' get that. You should be happy I'm with her. You lucky as fuck, cause when I ain't around, you be fucking shit up. It's just me and her, man.
Just me and your mama. Me and your mama. Me and your mama. Just me and your mama. At the grocery store, it's just me and your mama. At the cleaners, it's just me and your mama. At the court, it's just me and your mama. At the school, it's just me and your mama. In the strip club, just me and your mama. In the hood, it's just me and your mama. In jail, it's just me and your mama. In the bed, it's just me and your mama. You know, your mama said to me the other night, she said, make love to me. Talk dirty to me. I said, your kitchen. Your dishes ain't been washed in 2 weeks.
Man, you rich, man.
I ain't got no money, nigga. I got 3 strikes. I can't find no job, nigga. I'm the one making your mama happy, nigga. I'm around the house. I'm fixing shit. I can cook and everything, nigga. I've been to the pen, and I ain't bringing no money in the house, nigga, but I'm making your mama happy. It's me and your mama.
Yeah. It's your boy, Kurt ENT, Behind the Scenes Radio with my co-host.
Nice.
Nice in the motherfucking building. The number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk about, and this is a real, to me, this is a real big subject. Why do our own kind hate each other? Like, what? Out of all the motherfucking people in the world that we should hate, we hate our own kind. Why is that? What the fuck is wrong with us?
Did you see that, what Malcolm said?
What did Malcolm say?
He was saying that they use polarization and social class or academy
mm-hmm.
to divide, not just whites from blacks,
mm-hmm.
but to internally divide blacks.
Right.
You never saw that?
Yeah.
Never heard of that?
Well, I'm guessing that he got that from the Willie Lynch letter. Now, if you're black and you're underneath the fucking sun and you don't know what the Willie Lynch letter is, you need to go Google that shit, go YouTube that shit, go see what Willie Lynch letter is.
You don't even need to see that letter. You just know how what they did was field slaves and house slaves.
Well, okay, but how did they get to that point? Because they didn't think...
they literally didn't want
that
letter was written. Because, whether it's real or not. Even then, they did not want dark-skinned people to touch them. They didn't want dark-skinned because, they could...
Stop saying that because Thomas Jefferson got motherfucking kids.
Okay, listen,
I don't want to hear that shit.
It was fine and cool to rape them.
Right. Go ahead.
Do what they wanted to do with them,
mm-hmm.
but as far as in their, they didn't want them touching their shit on an everyday basis within their house. So once they had a
That's
kid,
false. Nigga, we was breastfeeding they fucking kids, so you can suck on her
what?
Fucking. We, my great great grandmother, was breastfeeding they fucking children, cooking they fucking food.
But you realize that the lighter ones were the ones mostly doing that shit.
They still fucking black, so who gives a fuck?
I mean,
I understand where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from.
I didn't say right or wrong. I'm just saying that's how it went, how it was. It was almost like they felt, the white people felt, the lighter you were, not that you were better, but you were better than the dark-skinned one.
They looked more like them.
Yeah. That's what I was getting at.
Okay. So then
you look at that the field slaves in the field with the tattered clothes and the
torn clothes, not tattered. Let's just call it what it is, fucked up.
With the scraps of clothing, living in, the houses that
there ain't no fucking house that was
okay,
a shack.
You know what
shack.
I'm saying? The wood shacks and shit.
Yeah.
They ain't had no heat and all this other stuff. You have the ones
or air conditioning.
They didn't have air conditioning back then.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't have heat or air conditioning.
They didn't have air conditioning back then, so they don't count. They had no heat whatsoever. So anyway.
All right, you're going to try to tell me this, but I'm pretty sure somebody had a fucking air conditioner. When did the White House get air conditioning? Like in 14, 15?
You realize it was slavery way before the White House was built.
We already know that. Nothing. Go ahead. Say what you got to say. Go ahead. Air conditioning or whatever.
Then you had the lighter ones who lived in the houses. So they, whether it was jealousy, whether it was mad, whether it was angry, whatever it was, they automatically turned on each other anyway.
Understand why they turned on each other. It's a reason why we hate each other. I understand why, and you have to understand why we hate each other, because they put us against each other.
Whether in the beginning, before the...
You're saying the same things that I'm saying.
Yes.
Whether it was intentional
or not, that's what happened.
Okay.
Before the
Willie Lynch came around probably, I would say, maybe 20, 30 years after.
That's what I was trying to say.
But before that even came about, it was already, I see what you're saying, it was already.
Yes.
But he made sure this is how you do it, because they were probably not doing it correctly the way that he knew that it should go. If Willie Lynch truly is real, because you can do some research, and then there's some guy that came out. As a matter of fact, they interviewed him here in Philadelphia at the Black and Noble store on Erie and, what is it, Erie in Germantown? Germantown Road in Erie? Yeah, they interviewed him there. Shout out to them. They have great books and all kind of different stuff there. But anyway, so basically they put us against each other. Now, when you know better, you do better. And we know better. We know not to hate each other. We don't support each other because it's hating on each other, envying on each other, mad because one got a little bit better than all of us, but we all slaves in the end. It doesn't matter what color you are, how light you are, how much curls you got in your hair, if one is nappier than the other, if your teeth is straight or not, white or not, new shoes, all that shit don't fucking matter because at the end of the day, none of us got to where we are all by our fucking selves. So why do we truly hate each other? Because yesterday, some dude or whoever it was ran up on somebody, shot the guy in the front, the two guys in the front seat, and then shot the little kid that was only 8 years old in the back seat.
6 years old.
Or six or whatever. But you know what the fuck I'm talking about, though. You know what I'm talking about, though. So we're killing each other in the fucking hood. But when the police officer fucking shoots you, we got to tear the fucking city up. But niggas kill niggas every fucking day in the hood.
And don't snitch on each other.
What kind of shit is that?
Yeah.
Like, somebody please talk to me because I don't
want babies killing babies now. Because you can't tell me all them people shooting them guns is wrong.
Listen, you have to understand that the mom and daddy taught them that shit. Mom and daddy, it started fucking home. So if you got a hating-ass mom and daddy, they taught you how to fucking hate, then you go out in this motherfucking world, and then you become a major hater. It just is what the fuck it is. We teach our own fucking kids how to hate. We teach ourselves how to... We know not to fucking hate. That you know not to fucking hate on the next motherfucker. We know this shit, but we still fucking do it. So... I don't want to hear that. All right, so we got a call on the line. Let's bring the call on the motherfucking line. 912-5321. Make sure that you let everybody know your Instagram, Twitter, how to get a hold of you and where you located at. You're now live on Behind the Scenes Radio with Curdy and T and Nisi. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? It's Q the Key. I'm located in Orlando, Florida. Just tapping in, man.
So, Q, got a question for you. Why do you feel that black people hate each other and hate on each other and kill each other? Why do we do this for, Q?
I feel like it's a system of oppression that we've been stuck in and engraved in for so many years that, like, people are so used to the struggle that they just want to stay in the struggle, and now the struggle has actually become a cool thing. Community for some odd reason. I don't know why.
And do you feel like, I mean, because if you know better, you do better, like I said before you came on. So we know not to hate on each other. We know to support each other, and we still don't do it. So why? Like, why constantly keep on perpetuating what they taught us to do instead of changing? Why don't
we
change?
Well, it got to start from the generation that's of now, you know, going forward. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think all the generations lived through different times, and it's like we're living through a time of modern day slavery that actually seems to be a lot worse than history and things that I actually see, you know, from the past. Because now you have social media. You have things that make it live, that makes it very visible to what's going on, as opposed back then, it could have been happening the same amount, but we would never know unless we read a book or we saw, you know, whatever CNN or Fox had to say about it. You know what I'm saying?
Before we keep on going, because for some reason, Blog Talk wouldn't let us get a whole hour, but we do get overtime, so... If you don't call from this point on, no one else can call in. So, but you can, you know, click the link and listen, because I don't know, for some reason, Blog Talk today would not let us get our full hour and a half. I don't know why, but anyway. So getting back to what we were talking about, Q, it is no way possible that it's worse now than it was then, because understand, back then we couldn't even walk down the motherfucking street. If you try to holler at a white woman, they hanging your black ass right then and there. You can walk down the street right now and holler at a white chick or whatever, whistle at a white chick. You couldn't even look, act like you was fucking looking at a white woman. They would hang your ass. Or you just be walking down the street and they just pick your motherfucking ass. That's what picnics is.
That's true.
At church, they would fucking pick a nigga after church, after service, hang your motherfucking ass or burn you the fucking lot. And then what they would do is they would all gather around and be like, oh, make sure you cut a piece of that tongue out. Make sure that it's dark too, because we're going to stick that on the mantle. You feel what I'm saying? So, it was way worse than they would have hung my black ass by now. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm against. Yeah. I stand up for what's humanity and what is right. So I don't know.
Right.
I can't say that, but you feel what I'm saying? So it's way worse than we do have freedoms that we didn't have then that we do now have now. But the thing about it is that all of us are slaves, and now all of us are starting to see, because if they can force you to wear a mask, if Johnson & Johnson can't get fucking talcum powder right, what the fuck can you trust with a fucking vaccine? I mean, they got people taking three, I just posted something.
Three different ones.
You got to get three different shots and then get one yearly. Every year to the day you fucking, oh, hell no. Yo, listen, we don't have fucking freedoms. We're all fucking slaves to what we call the government. You feel what I'm saying? So if we know that we're getting killed off by the government, why don't we come together? Like, we come together when a white or police officer fucking shoot us, which we should, but niggas in the hood kill each other every fucking day. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't at their motherfucking houses protesting. We ain't at the gangbangers' fucking houses. We ain't at the drug dealers' house and protesting. We ain't at their motherfucking house protesting while we at the white man house protesting. Yeah, I understand.
Right.
I totally get it. I do. But we killing our own people and we ain't protesting about that shit.
Protesting against that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Black Lives Matter came into Philadelphia. I was marching with they asses last summer. I asked one of the leaders, while we marching, yo, why don't we go to the hood? Why don't we go to South Philly? You know what they told me? We won't fuck around over there. That's in the hood. What? Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Yes. Yes, no lie. I stopped marching with it. I stopped. I said,
but is not the government just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than the hood, though? That's the same motherfuckers that planted disease in the hood in the first place.
I mean,
it's genocide.
Yeah, I mean, we genocide against our own people, though. And then think about it think about it like this also, though, too. We don't grow poppy seeds. We don't grow, well, you can grow marijuana, but you can't, not at a mass production. But we can't get kilotons of fucking cocaine and heroin and shit. So who bringing that shit into the motherfucking hood? We need to stop being against each other, come together, and go against the motherfuckers that's truly against us.
Truly against us, yeah. Yeah.
Because the government don't give a fuck about us.
Nah.
I mean, the government
they never did.
Yeah, they never have. So why why shoot and kill each other when we need to go against the motherfuckers that's putting the guns in the hood?
Because
we don't have gun factories.
Right.
But we're killing each other with the guns, though.
With those guns, instead of using them for something for a greater cause. If we're going to use them instead of against our own people. Yeah.
Right.
They're like, you brave enough to take out your own people. What about the people that put you people there to fight against each other? What about those people? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I never understood that. I never got it. I could never understand why we hate against our own people. I never could understand it, and I don't think that I ever will be able to understand it, because it's not normal.
It's not. No, it's not. It's not
normal to the sense where it's not right. It's normalized, but it's not right. There's a difference.
Yeah, there
okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we do see it on TV all the time, understanding that television is programming, so they're programming our minds. As a matter of fact, they're getting us used to seeing us kill our own. Because if you see it enough time, you're going to be immune to it. That's anything. If you see it enough time.
And then you start embodying that. You start embodying that. That's the norm. And then you're taking it from there to where it's like you're making every excuse not to create unity in your own community. Because it's like you're just so used to the, you know, you get numb. I think a lot of people get numb to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because like, so many people are raised that way to have hatred. They raised by their parents to have hatred for the same things they had hatred for, without teaching them, you know, the unity between their own people.
Yeah.
They're missing out that part. So
right.
White man this, white man that, white man that, white man that. I mean, I heard that all the time growing up. Like, and that's mostly what I heard was that, and not what you talking about. You know what I'm saying? Which is a
right.
conversation that's needed to be had, that a lot
right.
of people don't have.
Kurt, did you hear that a lot going on?
What?
The negativity about white people?
No, not really. Not until I got older and, like, moved out on my own. I never actually, like, because I got white people in my family, so we didn't, like, my mom, as a kid, she would, like, be like, you know, don't be messing with them white girls. I didn't really understand until I got older and seen for myself why not. So sometimes, but not all white people are bad, because we got to remember the aborigines that helped free, or you got to think about the people that helped free the slaves, or even Harriet Tubman. It was white people that helped.
Yeah.
A lot of black people hid the black people.
Yeah, they hid. So they helped. They were part of it. You know what I'm saying? It was even white people that died to say, you know what I'm saying? All
yeah,
people are equal.
They were the ones on Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard it, because I had grandparents who were white. I had cousins. If I was to ever take you to a family reunion, I had Filipino, black, Spanish, white. It was like the United Nations. My family is the United Nations.
Right.
Everything except the pure Africans are in my family.
So did y'all ever, like, sit down as family and talk about that? Stuff like that?
I was made to watch Martin Luther King every year.
No, wait.
Let me finish.
Okay,
so we always had discussions pertaining to white and the black and segregation.
I ain't talking about your mom and daddy. I'm talking about the whole family, with the family gathering and everybody sitting around talking about it.
Everybody talking about
it. See, that's when you're tackling the problem, is when, like you said.
This is what I never witnessed or heard them talk. Whether or not the adults did it.
Right.
Because I didn't go, you know, I went as a child. But as a child, in my family, you weren't supposed to be privy to adult conversations.
Right.
So whether or not they talked about it during that time, I don't know.
Right. Same with me. Like, that's how I was raised. Kids stay in the motherfucking kids' place, so you go in the other room and play with the kids.
But I know growing up,
we
had conversations.
Right.
But by the time I was 8 or 9, we had those conversations, and I had a best friend who was white. So we all had, at some point, that conversation. I had all these books that I just, you know, about segregation and shit growing up. So it was brought to my attention and discussed with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I discussed it with my kids as they were growing up. So it's not like I was shielded from it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't like, it wasn't like thrown in my face about
it. Right. What about you, Q? Did your family ever talk about it as kids or when you got older?
No. No, my family was separated most of my life. My mom kept me away from a lot of my family, so I didn't really get to have those conversations outside of talking to my dad, having those conversations. Mm-hmm. But not as a collective family. Never actually even had to have those type of conversations because my family was so divided throughout my lifetime growing up.
Okay. And see, and that's what I'm saying. Families be divided. So that's another
one. Yep.
Hating on
that's
or
a
hating
big problem.
For whatever reasons, I don't know, you probably don't know, but for whatever reasons, family members go against each other. So the daughter against the son, the mom against the daughter, the son against the father, old against young. I mean, even look at it, today, the young people don't like the old heads and the old heads don't like the young people.
I don't blame the old, because I'm one of them old heads now. I'm blaming them for not liking the young people. Because it's just about as ignorant as hell.
Understand that we learned this shit from the old people. So you can't blame the young people.
This is why you can't blame some of the young people. Because my kids are grown now. But the generation that's like 16, 17 and under, they're not being taught properly by the parents.
So blame the parents, not the kids. You're blaming the kids.
I said I don't like the generation. I didn't say I'm blaming them. I just said I don't like the generation.
You can't like dislike the generation. You gotta dislike the parents that raised the generation. You may not like the children, but they're the way that they are because the parent raised them like that. So you can't get mad at the child. You're gonna get mad at the little kid because they're doing some bad things. You can't get on the kid. You gotta get on the parent. Because the parent is the one that, it starts in the home.
I want the next parent to stay. So.
So then you understand. You can't get mad at the kid. You got to get mad at the parent. You can't get mad at the young kid. You got to get mad at the motherfuckers that raised their motherfucking ass. It's like the kids that we've seen on the train yesterday. Like I told them, now I'm not going to give you a lighter, but then I also gave them information that probably their own parents never gave them because the parent ain't raising them. If you're 13, 14 years old out at night at fucking 9, 10 o'clock and not at home, on a school day and you're acting fucking, as a kid, I never asked a grown person
and
for a lighter.
They were saying the word duh and is. I'm like, I'm not saying I ain't first as a younger child.
But I didn't around grand.
As soon as an adult came around, it was like, yo, we need to say dang and oh, coop and oh darn. But even real little, I couldn't say darn. And when I got to about 13, I couldn't say darn. And I couldn't say honey sugar iced tea because it meant shit.
Listen. I grew up in a Christian home as a kid, so I couldn't do none of that. I couldn't listen to secular music, none of that. We went to church. My dad worked at the church. That's what we did.
I think that's
why I grew out of it when I got older.
There's a difference between being raised in a church and being in the church. So you were in the church. I went to Catholic school, and I had to go every Sunday to church. But when you got to go to church 3-4 times a week.
Sometimes I would go up there to help my dad work and clean up the church because he was a janitor, so I would go up there and help clean up. Or we'd go to church Sunday and Wednesday and sometimes in between if they had
3-4 times a week. You the church. You are the church.
And I think that's another reason why I went away from it was because I was forced to do that. Once I got older and I realized, like, yo, they were forcing me to do this. It wasn't free will. I didn't have a choice. My father was, me and my house shall serve the Lord, and if you want to stay home, I'm going to beat your ass, and then we're going to put you in the car, and we're going to go to church. Ain't no staying home or none of that shit. So I think that's another reason why I swayed away from it.
I had to go to church every Sunday up until eighth grade. After eighth grade, even though I went to Catholic school for high school, I wasn't made to go to church every Sunday after that.
I was.
As a little kid, we got the little envelopes. We had to put our names on it so they know who went to church. We didn't go to church. Being in like sixth, seventh grade, I just take my little thing, drop it in it. Y'all can't say I wasn't here. I just got my thing and I left.
Right. Right. All right, let's take a quick music break. Q, introduce your song.
All right, so song Get Up and Go is already out on all platforms. It's part of my EP coming out called Traffic, and I actually got a second single coming out from that project called Giddy Up. That'll be out on May 14th. I just want to say shout out to Behind the Scene Radio, Curtis, and Nisi, I appreciate y'all for supporting me and stuff like that. And let's get it going.
Q the King, get up and go on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let go!
You know what they say, man. Time is money always. Yo. Straight up. All I know is, man, I got to get a bag. Got to get to it. You feel me?
Get up and go, back on the run, to the work done, get up the fun, eat every day, yum yum yum, stop popping your gums and go get some. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, back on the run, to the work done, get up the fun, eat every day, yum yum yum, stop popping your gums and pulling thumb. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, bust a move, bust a move. Pocket stuff like piece of crust. They say I just be eating too much. I tell them this ain't even lunch. I scrape the plate and drink a cup. I'm on the run for more fun. Don't give a fuck about a sit up. When I feel the rush to go count it up. Ready, set, hut, can't pass it up. Off in the cut, ain't no lady love. The streets don't love, all they do is lust. Ain't that something? Half off, no coupon. Check out bonds for a crew mon. I don't want to screw mon. Check my stash for a new one. Get up and go for a few bands. Move where the money gon' move, man. This dirty game, go clean your hands. Heartbeat kid, Harley, Jackie Chan. I'm a home man with my own stance. Got me sticking to the game plan. No clip bait on my wrist, man. Everybody knows take risk, man. Blow the candle out like a wish, man. Wish, man. Get up and go, back on the run, to the work done. Get up them fun, eat every day. Yum, 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 stop popping your gums and go get some. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, bust a move, bust a move. Get up and go, back on the run, to the work done. Get up the fun, eat every day, yum yum yum. Stop popping your gums and pulling thumb. Get up and go, bust a move, bust a move. Money talk. Get up and go, bust a move, bust a move. Money talk. Gotta get all of my shit straight. It's in my DNA. I'm a heavyweight. See your X-ray number so fake. When I curate in my own way, I don't copy paste. Bank on me, get a count with Chase. Ain't no mistake, it's worth the wait. Cause all I do is checkmate. Then it's back off in the race. Cargo fast, never hit the brakes. Still avoiding Jace cause they mostly snakes. Snake is a snake on his man. To my side, can't miss, man. Digging in crates just to feed my face. Like big man, I need the whole thing. I'm out of body, gotta fix my shape. Do it all in the legal way. No yellow tape in my boundaries. I don't even know what kind of means. Ain't kind of mean when I count my means. Whole team eat like Applebee's. Give me my peace, boss and please. The best way to eat is always green. Get up and go, I don't miss a beat. I don't miss a beat. Get up and go, back on the run, to the work done. Get up the fun, eat every day. Yum, 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 stop popping your gums and go get some. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, back on the run, to the work done. Get up the fun, eat every day. Yum, 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 stop popping your gums and pulling thumb. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, bust a move, bust a move.
Thank you. changed my world with just one day. I love you, I love you, baby.
This is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
My love is waiting, waiting for you. My love is waiting for you.
I love your love, something special here for you. Don't put me off, not now. It's been too long, come share a love that's true. One that won't let you down. Try to hide what you feel deep down inside. Your eyes are calling me now. I've got the answers to the questions in your mind. Baby, won't you let me show you now? You for forever and ever. It's such an easy thing to do. Let's count the years together.
Yo, this is pissing me off so. Yo, I can't wait till we get off of Blog Talk, yo, because this is really irritating because they really starting to fuck with me now. Anyway, to your boy Curdy and T, Behind the Scenes Radio. The number is 516-595-8305. And we're going to end the show, but before we end the show, every time before we get off, we do shout outs and what we're thankful for. Come on, man. Stop fucking playing with me, dog. They really fucking with us tonight. All right, so go ahead. Give your shout-outs, Nisi, because I'm starting to get pissed the fuck off now. Because Blog Talk, it's not letting me play background.
All right, shout-out to everybody who downloaded, listened online, called in. Appreciation and love to you. I'm thankful for my heathen children and my heathen grandchildren and Kurt, you know, he worked on my motherfucking nerves.
Alright, so this your boy Curdy. For all artists that want to get their music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY @gmail.com. That's Behind the Scenes Airplay @gmail.com. We only take MP3 format, no fucking YouTube links or SoundCloud or none of that. Only MP3 format tracks only. And make sure that you send your social media information, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that information so we can check you out. and let you see that we're promoting for you when we play your song. Shout outs to Q for coming on tonight. Shout outs to everybody that's going to download, everybody that hit the link and listen. I love y'all. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. We got some new stuff coming soon. So make sure you stay tuned in to Behind the Scenes Radio. It's your boy, Curdy and T. We out. Love, peace, and hair grease, people.
Peace.